Right. Yay. Okay. So, how do you pronounce your last name?
Rareg.
Rareg.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like rare egg.
Rare egg.
Yes.
That's a great way of...
I know. In actual, like, it's German, and in Germany, it's pronounced... It's the sound that I can barely make. It's like this... the sound, like, all of it, but...
Okay, should I try that?
Yeah.
Rareg. Okay.
But here it's... Yeah.
Rareg. I can do that. Okay. So, I'm here with Caleb Rareg.
Yes.
Author of Last Seen Leaving, which is coming out in October of this year.
Yes.
So, yeah, to start off, could you just tell us, like, a little bit about this book?
Sure. Okay, so it's a novel. It's about a teenage boy who his girlfriend disappears. Mm-hmm. And this is at about the same time that he is starting to come to terms with the fact that he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is about, it's a little bit about his self-discovery, and it's a little bit about him sort of trying to figure out what secrets she was keeping from him and why.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the secrets that they kept from each other, and how those secrets impacted their lives, and sort of the power of secrets to, you know, and whether it does more damage when you keep a secret as
right.
opposed to when you reveal a secret.
Huh.
And something else that I really wanted to do with this book is I wanted to play with the idea of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So the girlfriend, January, is missing when the book begins, and you never meet her. You meet her through flashbacks and through stories told by other people, so every story about her is filtered through somebody else's perspective. And so it's sort of up to the reader to decide whether or not, you know, whether they believe or doubt the purity of her motivations
right.
and doing the things that she did and keeping the secrets she kept and what, you know, what led up to what ultimately happened to her. So.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Awesome.
My long, convoluted...
No, that's fantastic. So, like, yeah, like, when I was reading about this book, I was like, that's, like... a plot that I feel like I've never seen before, and like, it's particularly in like LGBT YA, but like,
that
just
is well,
generally
the thing
too,
is,
but
this
like,
is, when I was 15, 16 years old, this is the book that I wished that I could have read, because there was no such thing as gay interest YA
right,
back then. There was
right.
barely YA, but
yeah.
you know, and I thought, I was like a mystery suspense junkie,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to read a book where somebody like me was the hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where that could be a thing. And I feel like it's been so gratifying to see how many books now address or include,
yeah.
you know, LGBT characters. Like, yeah, like the greater spectrum of queer characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
yeah.
it's so cool.
I know.
And it's so important.
Yeah.
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 So it was important to me to contribute to that. And I don't know, some of it was, when I was writing it, I worried that maybe it wouldn't, maybe nobody would be interested because it wasn't
mm-hmm.
just a coming out story, and it wasn't right. just, you know, and my experience had been gay characters were, when I was growing up, gay characters were always either tragic figures or like
right.
offensive stereotypes played for comic relief.
I
and I was kind of like, so, I don't know, but the reception has been incredible.
Yeah.
The way that people
awesome.
Have, yeah,
Yay.
Responded has been really incredible.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, you kind of answered my question, my second question, which is just like what led you to writing about this.
Yeah.
But, all right, so I guess then my next question is, like, what, if you can do this like without spoiling, like, what is your favorite scene in the book?
Okay, well, somebody asked me about this, and I struggled through answering it without giving any spoilers, and I think I can do it.
Okay.
So there is a scene about three quarters of the way through the book where Flynn, the protagonist, he's sort of hot on his girlfriend's tail, and, I guess I should say, he's still trying to figure out what happened to her, and he's followed a number of threads, and he goes to her school, she attends a private school. He goes to her school and he meets some girls that went to school with her. And he knows that she didn't like it there,
mm-hmm.
but he knows very little about her experience.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking with these girls, they present a completely different version of who January was than the girl that he knew.
Huh.
And it was one of those scenes where I actually learned things about the character while I was writing the perspective of these people who didn't like her.
Huh.
And it was sort of looking at And that's something that's so rewarding to me as a writer, is when I discover that there's something I didn't know about my own character.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a weird way to put it.
No, yeah, I can understand that.
But it's because it's like, you know, I mean, these are my characters, and you think you know them, but then at the same time, it's like, I had to reframe the narrative about her in a way that I hadn't really thought about prior to setting the scene up. So that was, I really enjoyed writing that scene because I learned something about the character, and I learned something about, you know, I don't know, just like within the process. So like that to me was really cool. It was like, I like that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so what's my other question? Frame. All right. So you had a signing today.
Yes.
Was that like your first signing, or like?
Yeah. That was my first official signing. I did. I was a special guest on the Fierce Reads tour. Yeah, last week. I was actually in Naperville. That is just. It's like just outside. It's basically a suburb of Chicago.
Okay.
So I flew here for that. Back, then flew here again.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god.
But,
okay.
And they raffled off like 20 copies of the book. So that was my very first ever experience doing a signing.
Yeah.
And then last night there was a book blogger party and I signed some copies there. But
awesome.
This was my first like sit down.
Yeah. So like, how did that go? Like, how was that?
It went really well. Sometimes I feel really put on the spot when people ask me like questions about me and about the book, and like, you know, it's like, and I don't know why. I have no problem. I can talk about stupid shit. Like, I can tell all the dumb stuff that I've done in my life. I have a story about every stupid thing I've ever done. But like talking about like something that I just get tongue-tied. But my very first at the Fierce Reads thing, there I was so nervous. Like throughout the whole thing, I was so nervous. And like finally I relaxed by the end of it, but it was too late. I had all this adrenaline in my system and I couldn't sit still. And it was like, and then I'm signing. And I've been telling people, it's like, you know, the movies where the guy gets his arm chopped off and then he has to get like a replacement that they get like from a serial killer. So he's got like this murder arm and like it has a mind of its own. That's what it was like. I'm like trying to sign and just like doing this stuff. And I was like, why is he doing that? I'm not making it do that. So I was like, my signature was just this big like scrawl like sideways across the stuff.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah,
I've now asked like 3 authors that question and you have had like the best answers. It's fantastic.
Good. Yes. Good.
You get like special prize.
Good.
All right. And then my last question, so this is more for fun, but do you have like a top 3 favorite like LGBT plus YA books?
Oh my gosh.
Or like recently, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just gonna, I have a terrible time picking favorites, so I'm just gonna say the ones that come right to the top of my head.
That sounds great.
I just read I'll Give You the Sun by Jandy Nelson in February. I love that one.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
So many feelings.
Oh, all the feelings.
Yeah.
So that one, that was a tremendous read. That like I had like a book hangover for like a week after that.
I think I had that experience too.
I love that. I loved Will Grayson. And part of the reason why I really loved that book is because I thought it was the first time I'd seen a gay character portrayed with depression. You know, somebody who has like is fighting like a totally different battle. You know, not just coming out, not just adjusting, not just those things.
Yeah.
But it was a really interesting like, and I thought it was really sensitively handled. So I really responded to that.
Yeah.
And then I also just read Tess Sharp's Far From You.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So
I know. I just read that like in, I want to say March. And loved it. Another book that I loved.
Yeah.
And again, that was one of the things. And it was like, I recommend that book to everybody because, again, that was also, it was a thriller that touches
absolutely.
Themes that are, you know, important to the greater queer community.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it was bisexual representation, which is something that you don't get to see a lot.
Yeah, no, that was like the book that like made me feel okay as like identifying as bi, and like I just came out to my mom as bisexual.
Oh really?
And
congratulations.
Thank you. It's the time.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about like, I was like, there was this book that really helped me, and then now she's reading it. So
the environment into which young people are coming of age and coming out has changed so greatly, and it's wonderful, but you know, it's still an intimidating thing.
Oh yeah.
And I think people don't realize that's, I said, you know, I've been, so My husband and I have been together for almost 11 years now. We've been married since 2011, so we're going up on our 5-year anniversary, but still sometimes it's intimidating.
Yeah.
If you're meeting somebody you don't know,
right, yeah,
you know, and it's a thing that you've got to bring up.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, you don't have to, but it's, you know, otherwise you're making a conscious effort to, to not bring it
totally
up.
Right, no, I totally feel that. Unless, like, you never quite know, like, you know, most people are okay, but, like,
most people are okay, but you don't know who you're talking to, where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you're in a situation.
All right. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
No, that's what I assume.
My husband is a linguist, and he works with, we were, for the last 4 years, we've been living in Finland, and, because he was working with a small community of, historically they spoke a dialect of South Estonian, but they live entirely within the borders of Latvia, out in the east, in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's like these small villages that are often very religious, and that for him it was always an issue about whether or not, like, he could, or if this would, you know, if he would be safe, and if this would be sort of an environment where, you know, he could find himself, shut out from the people that he needs in order to do his research.
Huh.
So, you know, it's a tricky thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's really interesting.
So the more stuff that's out there.
Yes.
I say, you
that's
know.
That's so good. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's also interesting, Will Grayson, Will Grayson, because, like, that was, like, one of the first Kuroya books that, like, I ever read.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, still during the time where it's, like, that was actually at, like, the very beginning of, like, when we started, my sister and I started GYA, and we were both identified as straight, and we're we are the straight allies coming to help these gay people, which turned out great.
Right, I know. Yeah.
It's like, whoops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
but, like, I should reread that, because, like, at the time I was like, man, all these gays are just so angsty, and, like, but now I feel like I would actually really appreciate, like, what happened in that book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. I need to reread that.
Yeah. That was also, it was one of the first books that I read that had, like, that really addressed, like, that was a gay YA novel.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that also holds a special place in my heart.
Yes.
For that reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Yay. Okay, well, that's all my questions.
Oh, okay. So, well, great.